officially can't really see what is on the slides, so this is going to be interesting. But thank you so much for coming. Thank you for coming and for staying for the closing remarks of SIGINT 2010. And it's over. And yeah, you gave the first round of applause already, but I think you should do another one, and it should go out to you and thanking yourself for being part of SIGINT. No, actually, I shouldn't be on stage. It's just a minor hack. I would like to say that I hacked myself into the position of being on stage right now, but actually, I was hacked into it. I was kind of forced, but this is a major thing to organize. It causes lots of sleep deprivation, causes lots of headaches, and I think we have to thank three people, especially from the core team, who really, really got way too little sleep in the last few days and in the weeks before that. And yeah, I would like to see Mario, Mike, and Julia on stage. If you would like to come. Where's Julia? Yeah, of course. Julia is involved in the teardown of the conference. More on this exciting opportunity for you to participate later. But yeah, these are the guys and the invisible woman who you have to thank for this conference in just a little more ways than all the others who made this conference possible. So yeah, give a big round of applause for them. And of course, we couldn't do this thing without the volunteers who were rocking the bar, the cash desk, the info desk, the setup, who will rock the teardown. I mean, this is something special. We have this secret business plan about SIGINT, which goes like point one, discourse, and then point two, question mark, question mark, question mark, and point three, non-profit. So this secret business plan couldn't come along without people being incredibly unusual about their understanding of having a good time. Working too hard, taking night shifts and taking way too many shifts, doing really mundane and boring stuff like collecting money from visitors or giving out drinks or just putting stuff at the right places. So imagine that. This is a conference driven by volunteers who come here. Some of them, well, they all pay, right? They all pay the entrance. And then their idea of a good time is working their asses off. Of course, we received quite some criticism, like, you don't have a stream. You don't, you know, the quality of your talks could be better. You could have done that better, etc. And all these criticisms were right, of course. We could have done that. We could have had sponsoring banners by Nokia and could have improved the overall quality of this conference vastly at the expense of the blood of Iran dissidents who have to suffer under the internet censorship infrastructure implemented by Nokia. But for some crazy reason, we chose not to. And we like it that way. So so yeah, we have a big thing at the Chaos Computer Club in December every year, which is our big congress, which is just really, really professional. We also want to, of course, we don't want to have an unprofessional gathering of just, you know, people slacking around. We want to offer you quality fun here. Yeah, but we think it's okay that it's all volunteer driven, and sometimes things don't work out as well as we thought them. But this year, you know, I don't know who, how many of you remember the Zikind in the old days, way back last year? Yeah, I think things really went more smoothly this year, because just because you could use the magic sentence, so where is that thing supposed to be set up? Well, you could just say, like always, for the first time. And I think we also, content-wise, we have found what Zikind is going to be in 50 years or 150 years. We're getting there. We have some numbers for you as well. Actually, yeah, you're standing right next to me. Maybe you want to read out some of the numbers.
Well, I can't. Well, we had about 700 visitors, and maybe a secret edition of Hackers on a Plane. Yeah, we had that, yes.
Yes, let me just say a few words about this secret squirrel squad of Hackers on a Plane. In 2007, a group of US-American hackers and, well, North American hackers set out to visit the Chaos Communication Camp that took place then, and they wanted to learn about how we do things in Europe and where we do things differently. And they organized this wonderful thing, which was called Hackers on a Plane, getting everyone involved and getting on a single flight over the Atlantic and visiting this CCC event. And this year it was a secret edition, but it was, you know, for the creme de la creme only. and these guys are crazy. They already took off. They will be visiting a computer security conference in Krakow in Poland, and then they will head to Berlin and basically they will do 3 hacker conventions in 1 week in Europe. And we really like it that cross-Atlantic friendships have been forged over the last years. I think that became really clear, like in the talks that Nick Farr gave. He has this semi-superstar status here already. Everyone loves him. I really like the idea of reaching out and getting to new people. We had, of course, and that was one of the reasons why we put the Zikind here, guests from neighboring countries, countries like the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, Switzerland, probably someone from Luxembourg too, I guess. And even more, we had really people from really exotic places.
Oh, I had to guess. Freche nicht. Visitors from Canada, Malaysia, and Berlin. Yeah, Berlin. I mean, it's raining in Berlin, so they had no choice here.
And of course, many of our friends from the CCC Berlin were very closely involved in organizing this thing, and we just couldn't have made it without the top-notch support from the CCC event, GmbH. We had 76 events and talks, like panels, performances, etc. And we had many, many impromptu sessions and workshops. And in this age of Web 2.0 smugness, I think I have to mention that Zikind and Zikind 10 were the top trending Twitter topics in Germany and top 5 international Eat this, Justin Bieber. And we did it, even though we made it very interesting for ourselves by using two hashtags, SIGINT and SIGINT10. But hey, we did it anyway. And you can read all the tweets again. There's a printout at the Hack Center, the long cat, which is very long. And the long cat contains all the tweets that were tagged with SIGINT or SIGINT10. Yeah, and all the talks will be available soon. And as soon as I'm finished talking, just get some internet somewhere and manically refresh media.cccde every 5 minutes. Eventually, it will turn up. Anything to say, like, seriously on how soon that will be, or will we just surprise our audience?
It will definitely be weeks and not days, because it's a lot of data. We have captured the talks in HD, so it's the 1080i, and we have to basically encode it and upload it, and it's not a thing you can do in days. And you have got to cut it and maybe look if everything is okay and stuff. So it will take maybe 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks. I hope 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks, and if not, complain to Mario. And we had Hartek. I really like that we have a sub-conference in this conference. I really, really loved Hartek because it definitely added to this more discourse-oriented thing that we had going on here, because Hartek proved that, well, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. And if you went there, you were living the science fiction dream, really. There were people operating 3D printers, and they learned how to make wearable electronics. I just met someone who goes by the confusing nickname of Shorty, who was so proud to have modded his T-shirt, and he felt it part of it himself. And yeah, we're wearing electronics. We're printing out stuff. So this is definitely a topic that is way too science fiction for most people, but here it was just, you know, normal part of the scenery. I like that. I like that. And I think we all learned something from that. So one very novel concept that people might have learned is the concept of voltage. You know, voltage is basically, yeah, the difference between two levels of electricity, and there are different kinds of voltages. And, you know, just in case you didn't know about this really obscure concept in electricity that is called voltage, you just had the chance to learn something here. Plugging in a 110-volt American appliance to a 220-volt power line will result in magic smoke. Yeah, as I've said one time too many, the SIGINT was all about discussing things, about starting a discourse. And what I really liked, that many, many of the discussions continued way after the talk or the presentation was finished, or the panel. People were really, really getting involved in discussions. I've seen something like that at the Congress in Berlin, but maybe I'm over-romanticizing it because, you know, SIGINT fills my heart with joy, and just the picture of people standing in the hallways talking about the topic because they felt that the discussion was not over and things had to be discussed more and more. It's a thing of beauty, really. And I think as a discourse event, the SIGINT really worked out well, bringing many, many provocative questions together and really starting a conversation. And we had our own meme. When I got a chance to actually see some talks on the first day, we had this meme that after every of the three talks, and I was told that it was at least so in two others, someone stood up and said, you know, this isn't as new as you might think it is. No exception. Every talk, someone would stand up and say, this isn't as new as you think it is. And at first I thought, is this some kind of thinly veiled criticism that maybe the content isn't as fresh as it should be? And I think it's not. It really actually means something. Last year, what I call the summer of internet politics was a call to action. It was all about organizing demonstrations. A huge crowd of internet users all of a sudden getting politicized in an instance, clicking on a petition to the German parliament, sometimes for the first time thinking about the concept of politics and changing politics in their way, being shocked by how the discourse around network censorship was done. And after this summer of internet politics, which was all about action, getting to the streets, handing out leaflets, 2010 is the year we made contact. Maybe what is shown in this more action-oriented approach to internet politics, like, you know, let's make a demonstration, let's sign a petition, let's start a party, let's call it the Ninja Party. Maybe after all this action and getting involved in things, one thing became apparent that maybe there's a lack of theory here. Do we really reflect on what we are doing? And this, for me, was the theme of this year's SIGINT. We need to find analogies from the past and past ideas. In order to understand copyright and to understand Creative Commons, we have to look at the history of how fences were drawn, of how taxes became an instrument of the state, how states were built. We have to look at theories of old men with hard to pronounce French names. And we need to reflect on what we want. For me, this was the theme of this year's SIGINT, looking back, taking analogies from the past in order to make meaningful statements about the future. And of course, I know someone in this room will now stand up and say, you know, this isn't as new as you think it is. Because it isn't. It's not only about know-how. It's also about know-why, is what Wouw Holland, the late founder of the Case Computer Club, said way, way back then. I think we got the know-how down, right? Let's get involved in the know-why. And of course, I would just like to give you one simple example of what the discourse and conversations here at SIGINT were about. Just before I was rushing into this room, someone stopped me and said, can I have 2 minutes of your time to thank the people? Because There is something coming up in the future in Germany. It's a census. And where are you? Yeah. Come up stage. You have something to say.
Yep. But that story isn't right. I didn't go into you by this way. Nothing much to say. But as you now, I hope so, all know, we are expecting a happy new census next year. And thanks for this opportunity. Just we want to say thank you. We, that means I'm representative of a group who met here at the SIGINT. We get together, we get connected because of this topic. We want to think about it, we want to think further. Is it right what's going to happen next year? And not saying too much, I want to say, I think you will hear something from us, from our group. I don't want to say too much right at this point now. Thanks to Unicorn and SkyTail giving this topic room and space here at the SIGINT. And thanks for giving the opportunity to get together and connect it. And thank you.
So yeah, people, the national census is coming up in 2 years, next year, and you either know or you should know that the census back in the 80s was one, you know, of the founding myths of the Chaos Computer Club. Here we are, 20 years later, let's do it right this time, okay? Thank you again. Have a safe trip home, and consider helping with the teardown. It's very appreciated if you do. Thank you.